Hey everyone, welcome to Garden Fork Radio. You're here with Eric. It's a solo show today. It's Friday, a little before Christmas here. It was raining yesterday. Today it's just kind of overcast. And I don't know why, but the holiday season just makes things kind of seem even busier than they usually are. And I was like, wow, I haven't done a show. Time to do a show. So turning on the microphone for you here. A couple of things we're going to be talking about. Our latest video involves large pipe wrenches and why I think you should own some pipe wrenches. I wanted to read some of the recent iTunes reviews, and I got a really neat letter from a Garden Fork friend of ours about meditation, which we talked about in the last show, which might seem not a very Garden Forky thing, but it really is. And I'm kind of coming to it a little later than a lot of people. But if you're listening here, you kind of, I guess, are used to Eric and the stuff that comes into my head. So here we go. First off, thank you to our Patreon supporters. Those are the people that have decided to become monthly supporters of Garden Fork. We ask for $3 a month. You want to support the podcast and the video show on the website. And that to me is about a $36 a year. So it's roughly a magazine subscription. So if you like something like Popular Science or Popular Mechanics or cooking magazines, think of Garden Fork as something like that. But because of those people who have helped me every month, it was over Thanksgiving, the Black Friday of Thanksgiving, I was able to buy the Adobe software suite. Well, actually sign up for it because it's now a yearly or monthly subscription. And it was a chunk of change, but I got 20% off. And I was able to do that because of the Patreon supporters. So I just want to say thank you to those people in particular, and just thank you guys for listening. If you are tight for money, take care of your family first, okay? I'll be okay. I have a roof over my head. So a little shout out to them. And what that allows me to do is to use a better piece of software for video editing. They also have some audio editing software, which I'm trying to learn. I tried to edit on it the other day, and I kind of ran into a roadblock. I was like, well, I'll come back to this. Plus, they have Photoshop. They have some other... It's just like the bells and whistles of any kind of graphic or visual or audio software. They usually have some of the best products, and I really like editing with Adobe Premiere, and I had been using Final Cut Pro 10. And some people swear by Final Cut Pro 10. I think it's like editing with a piece of comic book software. Nothing stays where it's supposed to. Everything slides all over the place. But some people like that. I didn't. Despite it being a non-linear software system, I actually like to edit in a fairly linear way. And I got to test a trial with it, and I really liked it. So I pulled the trigger on that, and here we go. So there you go. Other cool stuff going on here is a couple people have written some really nice reviews on the Garden Fork Radio iTunes page. That really helps us when we show up and search on iTunes. You know, if you just click on podcasts, they show some popular podcasts up front, and the ones from Slate are always up front there, and who's the other ones? Panoply. I know, like Popular Mechanics and Popular Science have podcasts through them. And then there's the little guys like Garden Fork, but we keep showing up there, and it's all thanks to you guys, because writing the reviews and also downloading the show, subscribing and downloading, come into account when they're selecting who gets on the front pages and who shows up in search. So thanks for that. Couple of them here. Actually, Garden Fork Radio Mike wrote another review, and you can do that. I'm not quite sure if they limit how many you can do or when, but he wrote something really nice here. And Mike says, I continue to listen to this show week in and week out. It's a treasure trove of DIY, cooking, gardening, and clean living. From advice to this is how I did it, share how you did it so we can learn from each other, to guests who are pros in their fields. And I want to have more guests, by the way. Eric and his crew have an easy way of talking, and I'm always a little sad when the music kicks in, signaling the end of that week's show. It's like having to say goodbye to a couple of good friends who are on their way to their next adventure. Thanks so much for doing the show. Cool. Another recent one from Abe Froman. Eric at Garden Fork does a great job of showing all sorts of fun weekend projects, gardening, DIY, home projects, and especially cooking. We love how it's real life with mistakes versus a lot of shows where they make everything perfect. Eric always says, done is better than perfect. Thanks for the great show and podcast. Thank you, Abe. And then Myra writes in, still my favorite podcast. Garden Fork stays strong. This everyman approach to everything Eric and his crew get involved in is the best. If you write Eric, he'll answer. Great DIY projects, good cooking, entertaining dogs. What else could you want? So thank you very much again. That was really cool of you. I wonder if I can write a review. I don't know, because I'm the podcast author. I don't know about that. Anyway, just wanted to say thank you for taking the time to do all that. If you're interested in checking out a new podcast, would you consider checking out Cooking with Bruce and Mark? They are my neighbors in our small town. We live in Connecticut. And they are they're cooking experts, and they publish a lot of cookbooks. They're just indefatigable. Mark, if you're listening, I can't say that word, but you probably could. He's the good wordsmith there. They're just like nonstop food experts. They know a ton of stuff. They've published many excellent books. Most recently, they've come out with a pressure cooker book that I'm very interested in. They have several slow cooker books, and they even did one on cooking with goat, which is, I thought, really smart and interesting because beef has such a huge impact carbon-wise on our world, and goats don't. And 3/4 of the world eats a lot of goat, and in the United States, there's not a lot of goat eaten. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Anyway, it's called Cooking with Bruce and Mark. If you want to check out a new podcast from an independent producer, there you go. I don't know if you've watched our recent videos, but I'm trying to make DIY videos that are more interesting visually and trying to improve what I call the atmosphere of the video. I've been really influenced by a YouTube vlogger named Casey Neistat, who actually lives in Manhattan. And I was inspired by him to make the intros to the videos a little more visually interesting, intercut with some more fun stuff, and also shoot more videos in Brooklyn, because we live in Brooklyn 2/3 of the week, basically. And when I get to our little house in Connecticut, I have to cram a lot of work into basically a day and a half. And I thought, well, why don't we kind of make more Brooklyn-y stuff? And so I did this week. Last week, we did a kind of a creative stuck video where I kind of talk about I'm kind of stuck trying to do all these projects to make videos of. And that was well received. So this week, Brian helped me replace the valve on a steam radiator. The house in Brooklyn here is heated by steam heat, and there are these big valves connected to all the radiators. The valves are like 50 to 100 years old, maybe 50 to 70 years old. And to try and get them off and replace them can be a bit of a project, but I thought it made for a good video. So I was wondering what you guys all thought about that. Is that better? Do you like just kind of a straight up video? The challenge for me is that I think DIY videos can get real boring, and I'm trying to make Garden Fork more than just a how-to show. In a way, it could be kind of like a video blog. You know, that's what a vlog is called. It's called a video blog. You know, kind of a slice of life thing, and include what's going on around me in addition to what I'm doing that day, what kind of project. And in the past, I've kind of thought that some things that I do weren't really worth a video because I'm like, well, it's not really a complete how-to. Like, I've put some trim up on a door, and is that interesting? Is that not interesting? I'm like, well, maybe I could make it interesting because I kind of talk about how I had to go to the store and get it, the lumber yard, show the very interesting lumber yards in Brooklyn, and that kind of thing. So I'd be curious to hear what you all think. It's radio@gardenfork.tv. That kind of goes on to, I don't know if I really got the point across in the video, but I think you should all own some pipe wrenches. They're not that expensive. A short one, like a 12-inch, and then like an 18 to 20-inch, and then a 3-footer. I own 2 3-footers, actually, because I knew I was going to have to do a lot of work on the radiators, and I've worked on other people's radiators as well. But they're really handy for working on cars or plumbing, or something where you need to turn a nut that has been frozen on for years. Or maybe you're trying to heat it up with your propane torch to get it to move and it won't. You put a 3-foot pipe wrench on, it's amazing what you can move. If you have 2 3-foot pipe wrenches, you can hold the piece down and then get on the nut as well. And pipe wrenches have an interesting action to how they clamp down on a piece of pipe or a nut. They're kind of loose. The top part of the wrench, it kind of slops. And then when you actually start to turn it, it bites down on the pipe or the nut, grabs it, and turns it. And it actually makes for a much easier way of then disconnecting the pipe wrench from the nut, moving it back again, and then hurrying back down to turn it again. So if you're interested, pipe wrenches, if you see them at a tag sale, or if you're thinking of getting your better half a holiday gift, a Christmas gift, pipe wrench, they're inexpensive and they last forever. Last week we talked about meditation. I think it's really kind of helped me. I think it has a perception among a lot of people that if you meditate, you're going to lose your focus, you're going to lose your sharpness and decisiveness. And I really think it's actually the opposite. I think you're going to be able to concentrate better on one thing at a time. I think multitasking is way overrated. And I got a really neat email from Aaron about this. And here we go. It's a kind of a long letter, but I want to read the whole thing for you. Just listen to your podcast on meditation. A year ago, I would have told you that meditation was a bunch of woo-woo, feel-good, crazy town stuff, which is, as you well know, not something that us diehard Midwesterners are very accepting of. Yeah, I know. Well, a bunch of things happened. Most of all, that I read a book called You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero, the first self-help book I've ever read, and I tried meditating. I meditated a few times and felt it was making me a much more tolerable human being. So I looked into it a bit more. First, I used the Simply Being app. Then I got a Reddit recommendation to try Headspace. I can't decide if I love it. In other words, the Headspace app. I didn't like that there was no music during the meditation part. Complete silence for me is harder than a little white background noise. And I can completely understand that. I kind of need background noise just in general. Last month, I did a 21-day meditation experience by Oprah and Deepak Chopra. I hope I'm saying his name right. And I quite like that. Again, I was an Oprah scoffer and suddenly found myself listening to her words of wisdom, but really mostly Deepak's. They had a Cyber Monday special, so I bought another round of those and I'm doing that. Deepak also introduces a mantra for the meditation, and that helps me tremendously. This will sound weird, but I envision a bundle of threads of light pouring into the top of my head and circling out of my body and back up. And I pictured the mantra as printed words coming out of my head and sort of disappearing into the air. Most days, I do it in my lunch hour, sitting on a park bench in town, or in my car if the weather isn't cooperating. And it definitely helps with my productivity in the afternoon. I actually meditate in the car. It's kind of a neat, closed space, and it works. Sometimes I just have to sit in the car and wait for something to happen, and that's a really great time to do it. 10 minutes is all you need. More than anything, it feels like the one time of the day, apart from sleep, when my brain gets a rest. I've become a multitasker in the worst possible sense of the word. I'm always doing a bunch of stuff and none of it well. Meditation is helping me focus, a skill I feel I've lost over the years of having too much going on at one time. Since I've started doing this somewhat regularly, I've noticed that when I go a few days without meditating, I feel off. I don't know when it happened, and I certainly didn't expect it to, but I guess I've become a person who meditates. I was watching Deepak speak in a YouTube video, and he said, if you don't think you have time to meditate once a day, you should probably meditate twice a day. I think that's about right on. So you wanted to know what we thought, and now you got it, and then some, from Aaron. So very cool. I am from the Midwest as well, and there is a sensibility there about, oh, I don't need that, you know, woo-woo, touchy-feely, crazy town stuff, as Aaron called it. But it's not that. And I think it allows you to kind of rest in a way, but also exercise your brain in a way. And for me, what it does the most of is it gets rid of the hamster wheel that grinds in my head, especially when things haven't gone well for me or just some misperceived slight. You know, somebody cuts you off while you're driving, or someone takes your parking space or does something dumb in front of you. And I'm like, you know, you got that voice in your head. Well, it really helps with that. And it does help me focus, and it has definitely helped in my relationships with people as well. So if you're thinking about it, you can try the Oprah Deepak Chopra meditation experience, which I don't know much about, but it sounds like a neat thing. I really like that one. And I use Headspace. There's another one called Happify, and there's another one called Simply Being. It really kind of depends on what flavor of it you like. So try the different ones. I would think most of them have a free trial. I know Headspace has a 10-day free trial. We also heard from Scott, who is a big part of Garden Fork Radio. We often email back and forth. And he says, "Hey, Eric and Rick, I really like the podcast about meditation. I've tried meditation a little bit, but never really got into it. I know what Rick means about how East and West kind of come to the same conclusion. Something interesting that I came across earlier this year was Stoicism. It has a bad rap because everyone assumes you turn into Spock. But there are some people investigating it, and I'm trying to bring the teachings back. There's a good podcast on it where I first heard about it. It's called How to Be a Stoic in 5 Easy Steps on the CBC Tapestry podcast." CBC is the Canadian Broadcasting Company, and they have a couple of cool podcasts. One of them's called Tapestry. So search for Tapestry, How to Be a Stoic in 5 Easy Steps. So thanks again from Scott. It's always good to hear from him. So there you go. The music is starting here. It's the end of the show. I just wanted to kind of reach out, let you guys know what's going on. I always like hearing from you guys. It's radio@gardenfork.tv. And thanks for taking the time to listen. I always appreciate that. If you're thinking about a way to help Garden Fork, you could go to iTunes and write a review on our show page. All right. Thanks a lot. I'll see you later. Garden Fork's theme music is used under license from uniquetracks.com.